This is Rhian Jones of the Consultation Institute on the 23rd of August. Last night I travelled down by Virgin Trains from Chester to London Euston. And the talk, as you can imagine, was about the decision of the government to give that rail franchise for the next 15 years to another company, allegedly one that gives them more money. The talk was also of an e-petition that Richard Branson has kicked off to try to persuade the government to reconsider this decision. And I noticed that as of this morning, almost 70,000 people have signed that petition. But it got us thinking about the role that the voice of the customer plays in this. So I went to the website of the Ministry of Transport to get more details of the decisions. And they do talk about improved service, and they talk about, in future, listening to passengers better, that the new company, First Group, will do more passenger surveys. But where is the voice of the customer in the decision that has been taken here and now? I mean, there's something strange about the way we take decisions in this country. Consider, if a local authority wants to make changes to your library service, then they have to consult the public. Indeed, many of them have ended up in the High Court because they haven't consulted well enough. If your local health trust wants to change the arrangements for accident and emergency, by statute, they are bound to consult the stakeholders and the public. Indeed, if we are going to build houses on greenfield land, we have to consider objections under the planning legislation. But if a government wants to change the rail franchise provider, I see no such obligation. I mean, under the best value rules, a local authority has got to consider how satisfied existing customers are. So the question I raise is not disposed any more favourably to Virgin than to First. I mean, it's a commercial competition, I understand that. But where in all this is the voice of the customer? We don't do customer consultation well enough in this country. And even when we do ask the customers and when we probe into their views and their opinions, we don't integrate those opinions well enough into major decisions. Now, the Consultation Institute stands for better consultation and for customer consultation as much as any other stakeholder. And I have a feeling that this case in point, the West Coast Rail franchise, has illustrated perfectly the dangers of ignoring the views of customers. This is Rhian Jones from the Consultation Institute. And anybody who wants to pursue this issue with us will find us on the website www.consultationinstitute.org.